Have you ever felt overwhelmed trying to keep up with AI, AR, VR, and every other tech trend in real estate, wondering if you're falling behind while everyone else seems to be automating everything? Or if you're right to stay focused and ignore all the noise? It's a real tension, wanting to stay ahead without losing the heart and trust that built your business in the first place. Now, imagine harnessing that same tech, not to replace your relationships, but to deepen them. Not to do less, but to do more of what really matters. You're listening to Commission, the podcast where successful real estate agents and team leaders go from chaos and the grind of just figuring it out to freedom, peace of mind, and building real wealth through real strategy. I'm Todd Tremonti, broker, owner, team leader, radio host, author, coach, all that good stuff right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And alongside me is Grady Dill, our director of real estate growth systems. Together, we've been coaching and consulting agents across North America for over a decade, helping them scale their income and their impact. Today on the show, we're diving into a big question that's on a lot of agents' minds. How should a real estate pro actually be using AI in a way that adds real value and doesn't just add noise? To answer that, I'm going to walk you through at least three proven ways that our coaching members are using AI to expand their business and profits. Number one. How to use AI to buy back your time without losing quality and personality. Number two, how to hire world-class expert staff for $0 to $30 per month. And number three, how to avoid the biggest knucklehead mistakes that most agents are making with AI today. Plus, there's a surprising way we're using AI right now to role play and sharpen conversations before we get on the phone or even step into the client's living room. So, if you're ready to get practical about using AI to grow a real estate business that reflects your values and multiplies your impact and income, then stick around. This is Commissioned. All right, folks, there's a lot to get into today. So I promised at least three things because my guess is we're going to cover more than that, but I don't want to, you know, overcommit here. So a lot of people want a list of, you know, what are the 10 types of AI tools? You can ask AI for that list, okay? I want to talk to you about what's proven. What we're doing, our team is doing, what our agents are doing, and of course, our coaching members all across the country that represent solo agents, teams, small teams, big teams, brokerages, and all that good stuff. But as far as the three big commitments I made for this episode, I want to walk you quickly through how AI is buying back time without just producing garbage content or like cruddy blog posts or, you know, cheesy emails with tons of emojis and extra hyphens and weird formatting, right? So if you haven't been in the game of AI for very long, just very quickly, I'll say, look, there's more there than ChatGPT. There's more there than Bard or Gemini or Grok. There's a lot going on in the world of AI, whether it's image creation, content creation, text. But I will say this. At a very, very minimal level, if you are using, let's just use ChatGPT as our example, because it's, I think it's the one that most people have heard of or have used or use the most. If all you did was use ChatGPT as a rough draft generator, whatever time you're spending to create your rough draft of a social media post, a blog article, an email, a newsletter article, or the whole newsletter, a personal letter that you might mail out, postcard creation, sales letter creation, event planning. If you just use it to get the first 80 to 90% of the text, of the outline, of the bullets created, however much time that's currently taking you is now going to take you less than 5 minutes. Now, in the beginning, I guess it could take you a little bit longer if you're not really used to at all feeding the AI some information, or what most people call a prompt, right? Of just saying, hey, I need an outline for a client party in the park with a $300 budget, hoping to have 50 to 100 people attend, right? I mean, you could do that and it is going to give you a result. You may not love that result, but it's going to give you a rough draft in a matter of seconds. So the point is, if you use it as a rough draft generator, you're going to buy back all the time you were spending to create the rough draft. Now, you're going to need to revise it and maybe even a little bit more than a rough draft that you created of an article or a report or an ad or whatever it is that you're doing. But the amount of time saved, there's got to be hours per week, especially if you have a decent business with decent production that demands a decent amount of time and energy on all the things I just said and then some. Whether you're writing a brochure, a booklet, an outline, a plan, an article, an email, a letter, whatever it is, just the rough draft generation portion of that alone is going to buy back a bunch of your time. Now, if you're outsourcing things like, for example, graphic design, I'm not going to say that at this exact moment of this recording that you're going to be able to replace 100% of that with AI, because it's still a little clunky in some areas. But the amount of time it may take you to say, here's my idea, I need an image, wait a day or two or whatever it takes to get that back. I need a revision, wait a day or two or whatever it takes to get that back. And to spend almost any money on that at all will all be saved by doing that with a basic prompt in a, again, I'm just using ChatGPT as our one example today. I'm well aware that there are many others. I've mentioned several already. And get that image within a minute or two, maybe less, and then get revisions within a minute or two. Even if you have to do way more revisions, the total out-of-pocket cost and the speed, the time, that's what we're talking about right now, that you're going to buy back with just the investment of energy here and maybe 20 or 30 bucks a month is going to be massive for you. So those are just a couple of simple ways that you could buy back a ton of time. Now, I am a real estate coach and coach agents all over the country on strategy, but there are some simple things that I have to admit that ChatGPT or a similar AI could probably do for you that often you might look to a coach for. Hey, do you have a script for that? Do you have a headline for that? Those are things that a great coach will still be able to help you do because they'll understand the nuance of your business. But if you need something like that very quickly, again, that's something that you may no longer have to hire a professional copywriter for, at least for not a whole lot longer. There are scenarios you still would, but for a lot of those simpler things, you can buy back all the time invested in you doing it, you finding someone to do it, or you having to go back and forth with the person that's doing it. So I could spend the whole episode just on that, but those are some very simple, very doable ways you can buy back some of your time with basic AI. There's much more advanced AI that specializes in just image creation or just writing or just ad copy or just strategy and things like that. But generally speaking, at a very basic level, almost everybody can and probably should be using it for those things. A couple other things that are really common, so I'm not going to take a lot of time on it though, is like property descriptions that you might put into the MLS or flyers for a specific listing where you can feed it the bullet points and it can turn that into something a little bit more compelling, especially if you tell it what target audience, totally compliant, that you're wanting to reach. So that's number one. Number two, how to hire world-class expert staff at $0 to $30 per month. This might be the one I'm most excited about right now because I am down the rabbit hole, friends. So within ChatGPT, you can create what's called a custom GPT. Now you can do this in other places, including like the AI playground and other things like that. There's other paid ways to do this at a really advanced level. But if you have at least a basic paid version of ChatGPT or one of the equivalents, and I'm not saying they're equivalent, but something comparable, similar, that does similar things. For $20 or $30 a month, you could spend more than that, by the way, but for just $20 to $30 a month, you can now create a custom GPT, which is basically, if you think of ChatGPT and just the basic text in, text out, chat back and forth interface, you can create your own version of that. So instead of going to ChatGPT and using its knowledge base, which is different than just searching the internet, but basically houses all the information the internet ever had publicly available, it's kind of what ChatGPT is doing. It's a poor explanation, but it's adequate, I think. Overgeneralized is basically what I'm saying. You can create your own. So you can create your own with your own knowledge base. By now, I'm guessing many of our listeners and friends or viewers have heard or seen an example where somebody recreated themselves with AI. That's a little bit more complex still at this moment. But in order for you to say, hey, I want to upload every Q&A my team or my agents have ever asked me at my brokerage, then you could have that. You could have this knowledge base that they could interact back and forth with, and you could keep that private. I think that's cool, and we are doing that. As a matter of fact, very, very soon, our coaching clients and team members only will have access, and our team members already have access to an AI Todd. But they also have access to years and years and years of transactional data and all sorts of other cool stuff that I may not spill all the beans on this episode, but there are privileges. But the thing that I want to spend time with you, our friends who are growing, you know, highly successful solo agent businesses, solo with support, teams of all sizes and brokerages with that connective feel where you're still adding value day in and day out with your agents, is think about who you want to hire next. Do you need someone to review contracts for you? I'm telling you, you could do at least a basic level of that for 20 or 30 bucks a month and then train this thing with your local association, state, national requirements for contract compliance and then anything you require as the broker, the team leader. And you could upload your contracts in there and have that thing review it for you. Now, for legal purposes, I'm going to say very clearly, I'm not an attorney, and that may not be 100% compliant with your legal demands. I can tell you this much, though. On the fly, it can be a team member for you. It could be a review person for you. It could raise red flags. It could identify areas or things that are not compliant with the way you want it done. You could do that. At a basic level, you could create that in an hour, and it could work for you for the rest of time until something cooler and better is created for your $20 or $30 a month membership or user level with ChatGPT. Just think of all the hires you would like to make if you could do them all collectively for $30 a month, meaning you could have 20 or 30 of these things for one account. Would you like to have one review your contracts? Would you like to have one write emails? You could train it on your own email writing content, or you could go out into the world and find publicly available free training, or you could do better and potentially get some very skillful training on writing a compelling email headline, on writing a compelling email opening paragraph, on writing newsletter content, on writing humorous newsletter content, on writing data-driven newsletter content, on writing referral-generating newsletter or email or brochure content or text content. Give me a social media post version, an email version, and a text version, and a phone script version. I hope I'm perking some ears and eyeballs up right now, because everything I'm saying to you as of the recording of this is 100% achievable for under $30 a month. You could have 10 new quote end quote team members for 30 bucks. What I mean by quote is, like, they're not human beings, but they are digital team members that provide a task for you that will do it the exact same way every time, as long as you tell it how you want it done over and over and over anytime you need it or your team members need it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you're out of town, if your licensed supervisor isn't available immediately, again, make sure you're compliant with all your local, state, and national license and other regulations. But how many would you like? How many would you like to create? This is what we're training. We're creating them for our team members here in DFW. And then we're teaching our coaching and mastermind members how to create them for themselves and for their teams or brokerages or their staff or their assistant or their family member that helps them with some things. Think about marketing and advertising compliance. Imagine having a team member that's all they did is they reviewed your postcard, your ads, your post. Are they compliant with your local requirements? These are team members, digital team members. You can add as many as you want. I'm sure there's a limit based on your member, your user level, your paid level. But for 30-ish bucks a month, 20 to 30 bucks a month, 19 to 29-ish dollars a month, you can keep adding these people / really bots, little apps to your team and make them very easily accessible for your team members. Again, I could go on and on and on and on about this, but this is incredible. And some of the personal uses I've created for these, just for my wife and I, for me, for my family, this has been really, really, really incredible. And every day I'm realizing how many more I want and how quickly I can create them and how absolutely valuable they are to us in our business. Now, I've got Grady, Reg's director, with us. I mean, just for like however long you want to take, but
oh, man.
How is this changing your life, your job?
Well, I was just saying, what I was thinking was, one, I love this conversation and this topic, but you're not even scratching the surface of what this can do and where this goes, because you and I know behind the scenes, we're implementing this in every possible area we can. Yep. Even outside of work, if you could see the amount of custom GPTs I've made for mundane things.
I mean, I built one to filter, like, should my kids watch this?
Oh, I've got a theology one. Yep. I've got one, that's going to help me through the fantasy draft. I've got all of these things that don't make any sense for me to spend time on. Yep. But I also view it as a way that if I can continue to master it outside on personal stuff, that's going to translate to where I can use it in my role now.
And I built one last night as a quick, just ping a question on kind of my, like my okay. fitness diet and exercise plan, yeah, just that. To run it through that.
Well, that's what, when I did 75 hard, I had a GPT that made all my routines and meals. Yeah. And I mean,
and we may have to invite the podcast folks into our 75 strong run.
This might next really time. Love that.
We'll have to explain that later. Okay, folks. Number three, the thing that we promised. And again, I want to get into so much more, but I want to make this palatable and short enough that people can just grab it and go and then follow up if you have questions. Number three is how to avoid the biggest knucklehead mistakes that most agents are making with AI today. And let me just throw one out. Earlier, I mentioned the rough draft generator, right? The first pass might get you 80 to 90% of the way to where you want to get. But there's a bunch of people that are considering that their only draft generator. And so they're creating close enough, but quirky and AI sounding, somewhat betraying you and your core values and your tone and your message and your exact meaning. But they're just throwing it out there. They're sending tons of emails. They're building drip campaigns with okay, 80, you know, low B grade content, and they're diluting and harming themselves, their reputation, their trustworthiness, or what you might call your brand. So one way that AI is crushing people right now is people are being real lazy with it and just spitting out junk stuff. A bad plan, a bad email, a bad article, a bad post. And by bad, I mean like it was good enough that You typed something in, you got something out, it looked good enough, and you threw it out. You might not have even read the whole thing. That is really, really dangerous territory. I would encourage you not to do that, right? I'm no master of this. I think we're using it at a pretty darn high level in residential real estate and getting some incredible results, but I'm here to tell you, I'm still learning. I want you to have a cautious approach as well, but at least don't just be spitting out your first results, rough draft. Again, the emojis and the hyphens and the formatting, A, they're going to betray you and the world's going to know you're using AI. People are becoming rapidly more sophisticated, and that's one of my other points here. But it's just not great stuff, so don't do that. Number two, I'm seeing people, especially real estate agents, that are completely and utterly oblivious or just completely and utterly unprepared that your prospects and your clients are using AI all the time as well. Trust me, it's very rare that residential real estate is on the cutting edge of much of anything, right? You know, so be careful. Don't think you're using it and they're not. That your online home search lead didn't run a quick AI, what 10 questions should I ask an agent? You know, where can I find this house? What are the rules in the area about this house? Now, you and I know, and if you don't, I'm here to tell you, AI is not always giving you great, accurate, most current, up-to-date, compliant information. It's another reason you have to be so cautious of just spewing out bad info. But they are also getting bad, imperfect, partial, poorly sourced, sometimes made up responses from AI. And if you're not prepared for that, if you're not kind of acting like a less informed buyer or seller and playing with AI a little bit and understanding how good or bad the information they're getting is, then you're not going to know how to respond when you start getting AI-driven questions and feedback and, you know, rebuttals and things that people are going to press you on. You need to be aware of that. You need to be able to play that game. You need to be able to be the expert, to be world-class, as we say here on Commissioned. You got to understand they are doing that. And if you're not prepared to respond, if you're not prepared to say, hey, just checking in with you guys, have you guys dabbled at all on Google or AI on just kind of how this process works? Yeah, we have. What have you heard? What have you seen? I wanted to walk you through some of that that's not entirely accurate. Some of that is very common. We're seeing it on AI a lot. You can't say that if you haven't put in the work to scan it, to check it, to look. You want to be able to operate with integrity and say, yeah, we've seen this a lot. I want to walk you through a couple things where AI and even Google or Gemini or these other things have been really misleading and potentially harmful to some of our clients and friends and neighbors. Oh, okay. So I should trust you more than free AI. Okay. So you have to reclaim and establish your authority and your trust and your leadership and your guidance, even though people are starting to think AI can do all of that for them. It can't, at least not yet. And right now, it's really dangerous because it's so good at so many things that we start to think it's great at everything. And it is not. That is one of the beautiful things about our industry, that there is a personality, knowledge, context, complexity to it that it's hard to replace with simple technology. AI is not simple technology, but the way most people use it is pretty simple. Simple looking, simple feeling at least. I type something in, I get something back. Feels like Google. So that's just a few ways that agents are making some really knucklehead mistakes with AI right now. Another one is that they're not learning to give AI better prompts. They're not learning to ask better questions. And so it's just like, what's a good property description for a 3-bed, 2-bath over in Deer Valley? It's going to give you one. It may be okay. It may be terrible. It probably won't be excellent. So that's a basic way. But learning to write better prompts, and here's the good news, sometimes you can ask the AI how to give it better prompts and it will help you with that. But studying that and noticing the ones that get you better results where you give it a little bit more boundary, a little bit more definition, you rein it in some, you give it specifics, timetables, you ask it to go deeper, you ask it to do it with more words or more images or fewer images or more structure or less structure or more particular official sounding language or more casual humor language or a blend of both, or you teach it and train it or ask it to write in your voice and you feed it samples of your writing, feed it samples of your style of data, of how you analyze data. So in an effort to keep this episode within a reasonable listen time, I'm going to draw the line and keep it to, if we can say that was three things, I don't know if we can officially say that was it was three categories. If you're not using AI, you know, you can look me in the digital eye here or just tap your headset or your speaker in your car or however you're consuming this right now. But listen, let's get real with each other. It's too late to say, I don't like AI. I'm not going to play along. You're going to get hurt if you don't do it. If you don't get in the game, if you don't see it as a tool, you're going to be like one of the agents that when I got into the business 20 plus years ago that said, I don't need the website. I promise you, they have websites now or they're in a different business. Now, there may be a handful of exceptions where their parent was a mayor in a very, very high-end area and they don't need to build a brand and a business that can survive the ups and downs of the market the way almost all the rest of us do. But it is, you cannot put your head down and ignore this and just say, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. You're losing ground every day to those of us that are doing this and are mastering this. You got to understand that there is almost no end to the uses of AI, especially for a residential real estate that has so many touch points of so many different industries, so many different people, different client types, but it cannot replace you. It cannot replace your creativity. It cannot replace your knowledge. It can replace your fact-based retention of knowledge, but it can't, not yet anyway, replace the nuance of you knowing how to serve people, help people understand their core underlying motivations and needs and protect them and advocate them and lead and guide them and build lifetime value and trust with them. That's not happening, certainly not yet, and I don't see it coming anytime soon, if maybe ever, with AI. That's the good news. The good news is this is an incredible tool for now at a very, very, very low cost. I would encourage you to get involved and try to get ahead. If we can help you with any of this, putting a plan together of how to build this into your business or other systems and structure and strategy, but especially for now, AI and how we're using it and what we're building and the assets and those so-called team members we're creating for fives of dollars, $20 and $30 that are having massive impact in our reach, in our conversion, in our brand building, in our profitability. We'd be happy to do that for you. There's going to be a link somewhere around this episode where you can request a short strategy session completely for free, where we can put a plan together for what you could do with AI and other strategy to grow your business. So go check that out. Check out other episodes of Commission. If this is valuable for you, leave us a review. Make sure you hit that feed. Make sure you're getting every episode. Check us out on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts and tell your friends. We'll talk to you on the next one.